But what you had to do after it burned about 3 weeks, that thing would get, it'd burn that wood up, and this over here would still be solid, see, it wouldn't be burnt up. And this up here get wanting to fall in. It'd fall in, and you had to get that covered up fast. Because if you didn't, it'd burn all your coal up. It'd just turn to just ashes if you did. Well, you just keep that smothered like that. Keep it covered up and smothered. And you burn up that whole outfit, and when it all got done, it'd go out. He'd quit smoking, see? Mm-hmm. And it just all cave in. I mean, just, you know, get smaller. You can tell when it's all done, because it all gets smaller. And then you go out there and uncover that thing. Mm-hmm. And you'd think it's all done, been gone out for a week. Wasn't no farther there. You uncover it, and you better watch it, because one little spark somewhere set that whole thing on fire, and it'd burn up all it, burn it all up. Mm-hmm. But anyway, when we get it done, then we take that stuff to town and set it. See, mm-hmm. Sometimes it'd be 75 cents a bushel, sometimes 50 cents a bushel. Mm-hmm. We sold it by the bushel, that coal. So, there in Paris. And they used it in them laundries, and they used it at them down in what we call Nigger Town. Mm-hmm. Them women that, Nigger women that done iron and stuff like that, they used it for to heat their irons with, you see. And we'd take that stuff to town and sell it. And about 25 bushels of it, what we'd haul in on wagon, and that'd run about 12 and a half, something like that. And boy, that'd be a big lot of money back there then, because that 12 and a half, it'd last a big family for a couple of months, buy their groceries for a couple of months, see?
Did you ever hear of a coal scuttle or coal bucket or coal hauler?
Yeah, coal buckets, I've seen, and coal heaters too.
Uh-huh.
And coal buckets, it's made sort of like a half bushel, only flares out at the top and it's got a spout on it, see? It's a coal bucket. And you dip it full of coal and you can pour it out and it goes right down that spout, you see? The flat place is just a flat place in that bucket and goes right out and you pour it anything you want to out of it like that.
Mm-hmm. What about something you'd use if you wanted to carry bricks or something heavy like that? Something that's got a wheel at the front?
Yeah, they call them wheelbarrows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I run them things a lot, too.
Did you ever hear it called a Georgia buggy?
A Georgia buggy?
Mm-hmm.
No.
And say something was squeaking to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
Boy, that's one thing in backyard when they used wagons. If a man let his wagon squeak, they just wouldn't put up with that. Now, they just about hang him if he didn't grease that wagon grease. You hear that wagon come down the road and it started squeaking. Now, people just wouldn't stand for that. I don't know why, but... That's just one thing that they wouldn't stand for. They just didn't allow nobody come down the road that wagon squeaking.
Uh-huh. So he'd have to do what?
He'd have to pull a wheel out and put some axle grease on it. That's what they call it. Red top. That was the best. Red top axle grease. And they used that. If you get a skin plate, they'd dob some of that on that skin plate for you. Use it for sale.
So you say, he had to what his wagon? He had to...
Grease his wagon. I tell you, one time... I started to grease the wagon and I pulled the wheel out. You know, you pull it.
Uh-huh.
What you do is you take the axle tap off, catch hold of the top of that wheel and pull her out. And when it get nearly off, it's got a little place where the threads go on that tap. It drop down and hold that wheel. You just walk off and leave it standing there. It just near the red to fall off, see?
Uh-huh.
Well, you get your axle grease and go back there and grease the wheel. Catch hold of it, shove it back on. Well, I pull one out and I started to walk off. About the time I started to walk, clunk, it went back on. I went up there and I pulled it out again, and about the time I started to walk off, clunk, it went back on. And I got mad and I said an ugly word and all that stuff there and got it, and boy, I yanked it out there that time and nearly plumb off. And I don't know why I backed up, but I backed up, looked at that thing, and about that time it fell off and it hit me right there.
Ooh.
See, I stand back far enough to hit me. The top part of that wheel hit me right there on both ends. It knocked me down just like, well, the way that wagon all was on it, see, and it knocked me flat on my back. Man, I got up there and there's two big old blue knots on my shin about that big rip. And so that learned me not to lose my temper like that no more.
You say, yesterday he, what, his wagon? Yesterday
he greased his wagon yesterday.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...